Welcome back to Daily Dose. It's me, Nick. Trigger warning. We talk about surgery on this episode. Jose Rodriguez, an incredibly funny comedian and improviser, is back and discusses his experiences getting things removed, including his belly button. Enjoy.
I do say that I don't want to go to hospitals anymore for extended stay because every time I go, they keep a part of me.
Yeah.
So like the last time, that time they kept the kidney, yeah. And the last time they kept my belly button. So it's like I don't want to go back.
Wait, dude, you don't have a belly button.
I don't.
The port
they take it?
Your port to the world is no more.
Gone.
Where? How do you charge your phone?
There's another entrance.
Oh, there's the back entrance.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, how did they even do that?
So when when they remove your kidney, there's two options. They can do that cut that looks like Jaws bit you.
Oh, the laparoscopy.
No, the cut. Like they cut you open basically from your belly sternum all the way towards the back.
Wow.
To get the kidney out. Or they can do laparoscopically and then an incision by your belly button. That's about 4 to 5 inches, and that's where they reach in, grab the kidney, and pull it out. That's the one they did for me. Well, after the surgery, I developed a hernia from where they did, and they said that's pretty common. But the problem was they said, don't have surgery unless it hurts. Well, I wish he wouldn't have said that, because I would have had surgery as soon as they said I had a hernia, but I waited for it to hurt. So by then, it was the size of a grapefruit.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
So I had to have two meshes put on there. And then it was so big that it was right by the belly button that it basically took over the belly button. So they had to seal the belly button. So now I don't have a belly button.
My goodness. That's amazing. Neat. That's an amazing journey of losing a belly button. That's something.
I didn't know you could live without it. Do you like find yourself falling over?
A little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Especially when you wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
Like that moment where you got to sit in bed. You got to take a little bit longer to jump out of bed.
If someone comes up to you and they're like, hey, so you get an innie or an outie, do you look at them and go, I have nothing.
I have a flatty.
Flatty.
It's just flatty.
See, now the scar for me goes around the belly button. Goes, and then.
That's how mine.
You really do? Like an upside down question mark?
Yeah.
Like. Wow.
That's how mine was originally. Yeah. That's how mine was originally till the belly button blew up, I guess. And then they had to seal it.
Incredible.
All right. I'm going to start using more moisturizer on my belly button.
More
moisturizer.
That's what we all
I'm going to stop talking.
More moisturizer.